Daddy long legs, I feel that I'm finally growing weary of waiting to be consumed by you. Give me the first taste, let it begin. Heaven cannot wait forever. Darling, just start the chase.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFM Medford Tufts Reformed Radio. I'm your host, Maran Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and you are here for a special edition of our Sunday service. I'm out of breath. Oh my I can't breathe. I love you so much. Stay tuned for our daily inspirational speaking at 2:20. Love you so much.
In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, in other
dearest, darling, dearest. A small fortune, and you've squandered it all. You shame me till I feel about 1 inch tall. But I thought I loved you, and I hoped you would change. So I gritted my teeth and didn't complain. Now you come to me with a simple goodbye. You tell me you're leaving, but you don't tell me why. Now we're here at the station, and you're getting on. And all I can think of is, thank God in Greyhound you're gone. Thank God in Greyhound you're gone. I didn't know how much longer I could go on watching you take the respect out of me, watching you make a total wreck out of me. That big diesel motor is playing my song. Thank God in Greyhound you're gone. Thank God in Greyhound you're gone. That load on my mind got lighter when you got on. That shiny old bus is a beautiful sight, but the black smoke rolling up around the taillights, it may sound kind of cruel, but I've been silent too long. Thank God in Greyhound you're gone. Thank God in Greyhound you're gone. You gave your love completely and warmed my life so cold. But she still lives between us, and our story must be told. Today she thinks I love her, but tomorrow we'll be through, and somewhere between love and tomorrow, she'll have to know about you. We vow to love forever, and never be untrue, but time can change world from green to blue. But then you came to love me and made the sun shine through, and somewhere
it's 222. The Edson Roy Clark, Bo Diddley with Mary Wells, with Frank Sinatra. That was a good, it's been a good, great playlist so far. We are here at the 222. Ooh, wow. Can we get some connection? Connection here? Wow. So I do my daily channeling. We might have to do it to my music, because we're having technical difficulties. Speaking of technical difficulties, meditation. Everything is brand new. Anyways, how is everybody this morning? I hope you all are doing great. I do not have a, that was really loud. I do not have a co-host with me today, but we are still jamming and we are still bringing out the good vibes. We're still connecting with the good vibes and we're still getting it out and really embracing spirit, really embracing the joy and the love, what it means to be alive and what it means to really connect with our higher selves. It's very important to connect with our higher selves and our true selves and our true intention of what it is that we want here on this earth and who we want to be, because we have limited time, and if we spend most of our time worrying about what others think, worrying about not doing something or this or that, and getting entangled in drama, getting entangled in emotions that don't serve us, we can really lose our course and go down a negative path in which we no longer recognize ourselves and no longer recognize our missions. We are caught up in the ethers. That is the entanglement of energies that we've collected that aren't even ours. And so if you understand what I'm saying, hopefully this goes into the channeling of what Spirit wants to say, because I'm actually channeling right now. And I'm just getting this intuitive nudge to communicate how important it is for right now that we're choosing ourselves. I hope that you can feel what I'm saying and not just hear it. What does that mean? You're choosing to focus on yourself. You're choosing to have an obsession with yourself in a healthy manner that is consistent with a healthy love and respect, and understanding that you're putting your needs first and you're putting your happiness first. And what does that mean? It means today you're doing something for yourself that is fulfilling. It is fulfilling in a way that serves your purpose, and it serves your higher self, that serves everybody. So it's something to focus and meditate on, I believe it. So let's get into this right now, please. While you're here with me in this moment, in this beautiful, gorgeous, gorgeous moment, in this beautiful, enchanting light, as we can connect with ourselves and our beings right here, we say to Infinite Spirit, thank you. And I say thank you, Infinite Spirit, because right now I'm channeling. And what is the channeling that wants to be here? What is it that wants to be seen? What is it that wants to be heard right now? So wherever you are in this moment in yourself, the higher self and the higher channeling, and here that wants to be presented to Spirit, it is a communication. It's a communication to everyone to open up your consciousness and to not just be preaching, but to open up your consciousness and to expand and to opening up spaces that, and opening up doors you never had opened before. So this is that idyllic moment. That is that beautiful scenery right here in this moment where we can say yes to this. We're saying yes. We're saying yes to this unfoldment right now. And this is exactly what Spirit is bringing in with us right now. This yes to unfoldment means, what is it that you have been neglecting because you've been paying way too much attention to others? You've been paying way too much attention to those who don't even give you the time of day. How much sense does it make? All you're doing is reiterating. All you're doing is rehearsing mentally. All you're doing is mentally rehearsing what happened in your childhood and your relationship with your parents. And if it was unhealthy and if you didn't have a great interaction, you're going to replay that in relationships a lot of times, over and over and over again. Or even if it wasn't parents, maybe it's traumatic situations. And we tend to replay these traumatic situations over and over and replay them out and out and out until they become something where we believe that's where we're stuck in. Why does the human brain do this? Why do we do this to ourselves? Why is it such a rote routine to live, to do trauma over and over again? Why is it such a routine? Why does it become a routine to replay things that we don't want? Because it is a measure of what we believe we deserve. And that is what the Infinite Spirit has come to remind us. See, right here is our reminder to self that you deserved something more. You deserve something higher. You deserve something that is beyond what your mind can see. You see, when you're asking for things into the world, and you're asking for things, and you're wishing upon a star, and you're asking the universe for something, we always have to engage in the end of that or something better. You see, it takes us out of limitation. When we add that beautiful, nutritious, sweet phrase, I ask for this or something better, we are telling the universe that I understand my worth. It has no limits. You're saying to the universe, dear God, dear infinite child, dear infinite channel of space and time, I believe that my worth, my value has no limits, because that is the truth, and that is what Spirit wants to bring to you right here and right now. There are no limits to your worth. There are no limits to your value. You are exactly what you say you are valued. You are exactly what you say you are. You are exactly beauty in this time and space and now. And you are understanding who you are. You are understanding right now in this moment that the freedom within you is the freedom that is within everybody else. So you reflect that. When you are free, you bring that freedom wherever you go, and everybody inhales that freedom. You see, everybody inhales it, but this isn't some codependent drug addiction supplier, dealer, addict type connection. This is an infinite supply connection. Just as outside is an infinite supply, just as nature is an infinite supply, you are an infinite supply connection. So what does that mean? That means we're able to give and give and give without that expectation of something back. We, as humans, when we get to that stage of growth, when we get to the stage of growth, that is a stage of wealth. You have to understand this right now. That stage of when I can give, 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 not expect anything back, but when I'm giving from the love, and it comes from love, and I'm doing with love, and I'm spreading with love, and I'm harmonious in love. It is give, give, give without the expectation, because it's a good energy and it feels good to give. It feels good to share. It feels good. That generosity feels good. There's something spiritual about that energy. Yeah, that's wealth. That's called the billionaire heart. That's called infinite supply. That's called generational wealth. That's beginning. See, generational wealth begins with a mindset. I was literally driving here to the station. And as I was driving here to the station, you will not believe what I heard. I was lucky enough to hear somebody say, walking by to their friend, I have generational wealth. I literally heard them say, I have generational wealth. With such confidence, it was such ease and such poise and such magnificence. And I took that and I said, that is alignment with my goals. That is alignment with where I am. And that is an alignment with the message that I have to tell you. See, generational wealth is a mind. It first begins in the mind and then it begins materializing. So when we're here, and you have to understand where you're here to give and to give and to give, because it is infinite. Isn't it a beautiful feeling? Isn't it a beautiful feeling to know that you have freedom, that you have this big bucket supply, this ever-ending supply of freedom, and then you just distribute it out to everybody and everybody feels that freedom? Isn't that a beautiful feeling? Doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel good to distribute feeling? Doesn't it feel good to inhale, exhale freedom? Doesn't it feel good to take in that freedom and say, yes, I feel it. See, when we're around people and we feel expansive and we feel creative and we feel connected, we know we're in the right place. We know we're in the right frequency. We know we're in the right vibration. That's all that is. And that's all that is willing here right now in this moment to have, to hold, and to cherish. We're here and this is all we have. This is the only life that we have right now in this time. So we need to cherish it. We need to cherish every minute we have of this life. This is the life we have. Right now. What are you doing with it? Ooh, what are we gonna do with it today? What are we gonna do with it today? How are we gonna live it today? What are our thoughts going to? Are our thoughts going to a focus of things we don't want? Are our thoughts going to negativity? Are our thoughts going to these places of these scenarios? So why, if you don't want it, why focus on it? Why, if you don't want that scenario, if you don't want it, why are we worrying about something that hasn't even happened? Why are we manifesting it with our worries? We're literally bringing it into life when we sit, dwell, and worry, and pay attention, and focus, and just continuously obsess. Why don't we take that and channel into something? Why don't you obsess about something magnificent? Why don't we take that focus on ourselves and focus on something just unbelievably imaginative that you couldn't even believe came to life, and it came to life and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. I can't believe I manifested this person. You see, this is the choice we have. We have this choice right now as human beings, right here and right now, to make that choice. This is right here, and as you're listening to this right now and as you're tuning in, this is your signal and this is your calling. Get out of the negative obsessing and get into the positive. Get into the positive state. Get into the places. Get into that places of excitement. Get into that place of curiosity and wonder. Get back into the place as a child when we were a child with that. We weren't obsessing about problems. We weren't obsessing about worry. We didn't have these things to worry about. We never did. So why do we have them now? It makes no sense. Get back to those places. Deprogram the mind. You've got to brainwash yourself in the best way possible. Don't let others brainwash you. If you're letting others brainwash you, what are you doing? You're giving away your power. Why would you give away your power to someone? Brainwash yourself. Give the power to you. You have the choice. You are not in prison. You are freedom. You have the freedom. You have the freedom to choose. And in that freedom to choose, you choose to the programming that's coming on in your head. You're choosing the channels. You're choosing the commercials. You're choosing the real estate. You're choosing the environment. You are choosing the people. Every single moment you are creating, every single moment you're channeling, every single moment, you have it all. Woo! We have it all. Can you feel it? Can you feel the vibration? Can you feel the energy lifting in the air? Hello, Medford, Massachusetts. Hello, Boston, Mass. Hello, we are here and we're vibrating. See, we're vibrating this energy right now. This energy is vibrating fast, and it's vibrating so wild and free. We are connected in the most gorgeous, beautiful way possible. You couldn't imagine what is coming to you after this. You can't imagine what the world has and what God in the universe has for you. So what is it you're gonna do today? Oh, I turned on Paranormal Playground Sounds today. I turned on to Sunday service, and guess what? I realized that I could choose the programming of my mind. I realized that I could choose what it was that I wanted to think about. I chose my emotions, and I chose where I put my emotions, and I chose my dreams, and I chose my yesterday. I chose this present, and I'm choosing tomorrow. We're choosing right now. Feel good, feel good, feel good, feel good, feel good, feel good. That's what it's about. I hope you're feeling good. I hope you are connected in this energy. I hope you are feeling loved, loved enough to open up your heart space and smile. And understand that spirit is here with you, and the angels are here to help you. The supernatural is here to help you when you feel stuck and you feel like you cannot get out and you're feeling like you're in prison. That is only the 3D world you're in. That is only the material world. It is an illusion. You're free at any moment. Just like Dorothy with the click of her red ruby slippers, she was already home. You're already home. There is no place like home. You already have the ruby slippers. All you got to do is click it. Click it. Click it. And when you click it, that's what you do with your mind. You change. You change the scenario. You change it. You have control. You've got the discipline. You've got it. Wow. I love you so much. Can you feel it? I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Please stay tuned. We got some jumping tunes, uplift the vibration. This is Sunday Service Supernatural Americana. All things good, all things roots American, all things gospel, jazz, hillbilly, rockabilly, doo-wop soul. We got it. We have it. It's here. Stay tuned, please.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggedy yak.
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom.
Don't talk back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat. Yak-a-dee-yak.
Don't talk back.
Yaggity yak, yaggity yak. Yaggity yak.
I don't need a doctor. I don't need a pill. Any other treatment, baby, would hardly make me ill. I need my therapy. I need my therapy. I need my therapy. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. I don't need a nurse. Anything they give me, babe, will hardly make me worse. I need rock a therapy. I need rock a therapy. I need rock a therapy. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Swinging with my baby, doing a rock and roll dance. I need rock a therapy. I need rock a therapy. I need rock a therapy. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Well, it's rock a rock a rock a therapy. Rock a rock a rock a therapy. Rock a rock a rock a therapy.
You're still listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM, WMFM Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and this is a special edition of Paranormal Playground Sounds, which I call Sunday Service. That's right, and which I like to call Supernatural Americana. We get to the roots American, all things under the sun. Celebrating Roots American right here and with an inspirational speaking and channeling of spirit. I hope you're feeling energized and I hope you're feeling inspired. Isn't this beautiful? It's so beautiful, this vision to be able to bring my own version of what church would be on the air every Sunday. It's so much unbelievably fun. Speaking of church on Sunday, speaking of that, of course, I like to always play gospel, the roots of rock and roll. You know, we can't have a rock and roll show without gospel, because without gospel we would not have beautiful rock and roll. And here's from the woman who created it and started it all, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, with Up Above My Head. Let's uplift our spirits right now. Whew. Really? Is that really what's happening right now? Here we go.
Up above my head.
Woo!
There is music in the air. Up above my head. Music in the air. And I really do believe joy somewhere. All in my room. Music everywhere. All in my home. Music in the air. Up above my head. There is music in the air. I really do believe joy somewhere. Up above my head, music in the air, music in the air. Up above my head, there is music in the air. Up above my head, there is music in the air. You know, I really do believe joy somewhere. All in my home, music everywhere. All in my home, singing right there. Up above my head, there is music in the air. You know, I really do believe joy somewhere. Oh, yes, oh, yes.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Devil ain't lazy.
No, siree.
Devil ain't lazy.
No, siree.
He roams around with sticks and stones, passing out his moans and groans. Devil ain't no lazy bones, he works 24 hours a day. Devil ain't lazy,
no siree.
No, the devil ain't lazy,
no siree.
Likes to see us fight and fuss, makes us mean enough to curse. Then he blames it all on us, he works
24 hours a day.
He travels like a lightning streak and he strikes from town to town. If he gets you when you're weak, he'll tear your playhouse down. Devil ain't lazy,
no siree.
No, the devil ain't lazy,
no siree.
Tells us he won't hurt a fly, then he makes us steal a knife. Keeps us sinning until we die, he works 24 hours a day. In distress, I'll tell you why. Devil is an awful mess. He works
24 hours a day.
He likes to see things scorch and burn, so don't make no excuse. If he catches you, he'll turn you any way but loose. Nah, the devil ain't lazy.
No siree.
Babe, the devil ain't lazy.
No siree.
So if you think you're strong and brave, smart enough to not behave, you got one foot in the grave. He works
24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. Yes, he does. He works 24 hours a day.
It works 24 hours a day.
Hey. Well, on the road to sweet a thigh, haroo, haroo. Well, on the road to sweet a thigh, haroo, haroo. Well, on the road to sweet a thigh, a stick in the hand, a drop in the eye, a doleful damsel, I did cry. Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Looks
I'm happy for to see you home. Hooroo, hooroo, I'm happy for to see you home from the Isle of Ceylon.
We are ending right here in 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium, and thank you so much for tuning in. I love you. Tune in from 6 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday nights for my regular time slot for your weekly supernatural fix for the spirit world through music. And I'm going to leave you here with some good old Bo Diddley. Here we go. I love you. Have a great, beautiful day. Put that in. Second. Woo. There we go.
You pretty thing.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.
Nice to be in orbit.